said. Inevitable, he said.
Ideas?
Reacher had busted computer passwords many times before, back in the day. As always, the technique was to consider the person and think like them. Be them. Serious paranoids used long, complex mixes of lowercase and uppercase letters and numbers that meant nothing to anyone, including themselves. Those passwords were effectively unbreakable. But Franz had never been paranoid. He had been a relaxed guy, serious about, but simultaneously a little amused by, security demands. And he was a words guy, not a numbers guy. He was a man of interests and enthusiasms, full of affections and loyalties, middlebrow tastes, a memory like an elephant. Reacher said, Angela, Charlie, Miles Davis, Dodgers, Koufax, Panama, Pfeiffer, Mash, Brooklyn, Heidi, or Jennifer. Nagley wrote them all down on a new page in her spiral-bound notebook.
Why those?
Angela and Charlie are obvious as family.
Too obvious.
Maybe. Maybe not. Miles Davis was his favorite music, the Dodgers were his favorite team, and Sandy Koufax was his favorite player.
Possibilities. What's Panama?
Where he was deployed at the end of 1989. I think that was the place he had the most professional satisfaction. He'll have remembered it.
Pfeiffer, as in Michelle Pfeiffer?
His favorite actress.
Angela looks a little like her, doesn't she?
There you go.
MASH?
His all-time favorite movie.
More than 10 years ago, when you knew him, Nagley said. There have been a lot of good movies since then.
Passwords come from down deep.
It's too short. Most software asks for a minimum of 6 characters now.
Okay, scratch MASH.
Brooklyn?
Where he was born.
I didn't know that.
Not many people did. They moved west when he was little. That's what would make it a good password.
Heidi?
His first serious girlfriend. Hot as hell, apparently. Terrific in the sack. He was crazy about her.
I didn't know anything about that. Clearly, I was excluded from the guy talk.
Clearly. Carla Dixon was, too. We didn't want to look emotional.
I'm crossing Heidi off the list. Only 5 letters, and he was too much into Angela now, anyway. He wouldn't have felt right using an old girlfriend's name for a password, however hot and terrific she was. I'm crossing Pfeiffer off for the same reason. And who was Jennifer, his second girlfriend? Was she hot, too?
Jennifer was his dog when he was a kid. A little black mutt lived for 18 years, broke him up when it died.
Possibility, then. But that's 6. We've only got 3 tries.
We've got 12 tries, Reacher said. 4 envelopes, 4 flash memories. If we start with the earliest postmark, we can afford to burn the first 3. That information is old, anyway.
Nagley laid the 4 flash memories on the hotel desk in strict date order. You're sure he wouldn't have changed his password daily?
Franz? Are you kidding? A guy like Franz latches onto a word that means something to him and he sticks with it forever.
Nagley clicked the oldest memory unit into the port and waited until the corresponding icon appeared on the screen. She clicked on it and tabbed the cursor straight to the password box.
Okay. You want to nominate a priority order?
Do the people names first, then the place names. I think that's how it would have worked for him.
Is Dodgers a people name?
Of course it is. Baseball is played by people.
Okay, but we'll start with music.
She typed Miles Davis and hit enter.
There was a short pause, and then the screen redrew and came back with the dialog box again and a note in red. Your first attempt was incorrect.
1 down. Now sports.
She tried Dodgers. Incorrect.
2 down.
She typed Koufax.
The hard drive inside her laptop chattered, and the screen went blank. What's happening? Reacher asked.
It's dumping the data. Erasing it. It wasn't Koufax. Three down.
She pulled the flash memory out of the port and tossed it through a long, silver arc into the trash can, inserted the second unit in its place, typed, Jennifer. Incorrect.
Four down. Not his puppy.
She tried Panama. Incorrect.
Five down.
She tried Brooklyn. The screen went blank and the hard drive chattered.
Six down. Not his old hood. You're zip for six, Reacher.
The second unit clattered into the trash, and she plugged in the third.
Ideas?
Your turn. I seem to have lost my touch.
What about his old service number?
I doubt it. He was a words guy, not a numbers guy. And for me, anyway, my number was the same as my social security number. Same for him, probably, which would make it too obvious.
What would you use?
Me? I am a numbers guy. Top row of the keyboard, all in a line, easy to get to, no typing skills required.
What number would you use?
Six characters? I'd probably write out my birthday, month, day, year, and find the nearest prime number.
Then he thought for a second and said,
actually, that would be a problem, because there would be two equally close, one exactly seven less and one exactly seven more. So I guess I'd use the square root instead, rounded to three decimal places. Ignore the decimal point, that would give me six numbers all different.
Weird. I think we can be sure Franz wouldn't do anything like that. Probably nobody else in the world would do anything like that.
Therefore, it would be a good password.
What was his first car?
Some piece of shit, probably.
But guys like cars, right? What was his favorite car?
I don't like cars.
Think like him, Reacher. Did he like cars?
He always wanted a red Jaguar XKE.
Would that be worth a try? A man of interests and enthusiasms, full of affections and loyalties.
Maybe, Reacher said. It's certainly going to be something special to him, something talismanic, something that would give him a feeling of warmth just recalling the word. Either an early role model or a long-standing object of desire or affection. So the XKE might work.
Should I try it? We've only got six left.
I'd try it for sure if we had 600 left.
Wait a minute,
Nagley said.
What about what Angela told us? The way he kept on saying you do not mess with the special investigators?
That would make a hell of a long password.
So break it down. Either special investigators or do not mess. A memory like an elephant. Reacher nodded.
We had a good time back then, basically, didn't we? So remembering the old days might have given him a warm feeling. Especially stuck out there in Culver City, busy doing nothing much. People enjoy nostalgia, don't they? Like that song, The Way We Were.
It was a movie, too.
There you go. It's a universal feeling.
Which should we try first?
Reacher heard Charlie in his mind, the little boy's piping treble.
You do not mess.
Do not mess, he said. Nine letters.
Nagley typed, do not mess.
Hit enter. Incorrect.
Shit,
she said. She typed, special investigators, held her finger over the enter key.
That's very long, Reacher said.
Yes or no?
Try it. Incorrect. Nagley said, damn, and went quiet. Charlie was still in Reacher's mind, and his tiny chair with the neat branded name at the top. He could see Franz's steady hand at work. He could smell the smoking wood. A gift, father to son, probably intended to be the first of many. Love, pride, commitment.
I like Charlie, he said.
Me too. Nagley said. He's a cute kid.
No, for the password.
Too obvious.
He didn't take this kind of stuff very seriously. He was going through the motions. Easier to put in any old thing than to reprogram the software to get around it.
Still too obvious. And he had to be taking it seriously. At least this time. He was in big trouble and he was mailing stuff to himself.
So it could be a double bluff. It's obvious, but it's the last thing anyone would think of trying. That makes for a very effective password.
Possible, but unlikely.
What are we going to find on there, anyway?
Something we really need to see.
Try Charlie for me. Nagley shrugged and typed Charlie. Hit enter. Incorrect. The hard disk spun up, and the memory unit erased itself.
Nine down,
Nagley said. She pitched the third unit into the trash and plugged the fourth one in. The last one.
Three to go.
Reacher asked, who did he love before Charlie?
Angela. Way too obvious.
Try it.
Are you sure?
I'm a gambler.
We're down to our last three chances.
Try it. She typed Angela. Hit enter. Incorrect.
10 down, she said. 2 to go.
What about Angela Franz?
That's even worse.
What about her unmarried name?
I don't know what it was.
Call her and ask.
Are you serious?
At least let's find out. So Nagley thumbed through her notebook and found the number and fired up her cell phone. Introduced herself again, small-talked for a moment. Then Reacher heard her ask the question. He didn't hear Angela's answer, but he saw Nagley's eyes widen a fraction, which for her was about the same thing as falling on the floor with shock. She hung up.
It was Pfeiffer.
Interesting.
Very.
Are they related?
She didn't say.
So try it. It's a perfect twofer. He feels good twice over and doesn't have to feel disloyal at all.
Nagley typed Pfeiffer. Hit enter. Incorrect.
Chapter 16. The room was hot and stuffy, no air in it, and it seemed to have gotten smaller. Nagley said,
11 down, 1 to go. Do or die, last chance.
Reacher asked, what happens if we don't do anything?
Then we don't get to see what's on the file.
No, I mean, do we have to do it right now? Or can it keep?
It's not going anywhere.
So we should take a break, come back to it later. 1 to go, we've got to pay attention.
Weren't we already?
Clearly not the right kind of attention. We'll go out to East L.A. and look for Swan. If we find him, he might have ideas. If not, then at least we'll come back to this fresh. Nagley called down to the valet station again, and 10 minutes later they were in the Mustang heading east on Wilshire. Through Wilshire Center, through Westlake, through a dog leg south that took them straight through MacArthur Park, then north and east on the Pasadena Freeway, past the concrete bulk of Dodger Stadium, all alone in acres of empty parking. Then, deep into a rat's nest of surface streets, bounded by Boyle Heights, Monterey Park, Alhambra, and South Pasadena. There were science parks, and business parks, and strip malls, and old housing and new housing. The curves were thick with parked cars, and there was traffic everywhere, moving slow. A brown sky. Nagley had an austere Rand McNally map in the glove box. Looking at it was like looking at the surface of the earth from 50 miles up. Reacher squinted and followed the faint gray lines, matched the street names on signposts to the street names on the map, and pinpointed specific junctions about 30 seconds after they blew through them. He had his thumb on New Age's location and steered Nagley toward it in a wide, ragged spiral. When they got there, they found a low sign of chiseled granite and a big, prosperous, mirror glass cube set behind a tall hurricane fence topped with coils of razor wire. The fence was impressive at first sight, but only semi-serious, in that 10 seconds and a pair of bolt cutters would get a person through it unscathed. The building itself was surrounded by a wide parking lot studded with specimen trees. The way the mirror glass reflected the trees and the sky made the building look like it was there and not there simultaneously.